This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. More than 300,000 people have received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in Colorado so far, and people who are more than 2 months out from that shot are in need of a booster dose, says Dr. Anuj Mehta, a critical care and ICU physician at Denver Health.
So I think that a single dose of J&J is not going to be sufficient protection if you're more than 2 months out from it, and you should really get a booster. And I say the same thing actually for people that have had two doses of the mRNA vaccines and are now 5 or 6 months out. They should also seek out a booster.
But Mehta stressed that the main public health focus needs to remain on getting people vaccinated who are not yet. A sweeping plan to allow more public workers to join unions has run into a problem, Governor Jared Polis. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Democratic legislative leaders have put union organizing rights near the top of their agenda. A state house proposal would allow public employees in all Colorado cities, counties, and public schools to join unions and collectively bargain. That's only allowed in a handful of communities right now. But this week, Governor Jared Polis said he's made clear he won't support such a broad expansion of organizing rights, and he called for a much narrower bill instead. Senate Majority Leader Steve Fenberg said he's open to that.
I think we are still working through what a narrower bill could be and what would be a victory for public sector workers.
The bill has not yet been formally introduced. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at cpr.org. And I hope you like Fridays, because this hour, it's more Science Friday.